Our public affairs program every Sunday, 7 a.m. at WHLC, our podcast everywhere, and we get some nice comments from those who are listening to us in other countries, too. They want to know what's going on here in Highlands. You can do that right after the show at WHLC.com with our Honorable Mayor Patrick Taylor.
Good morning, Steve. And Sally and I followed up on a recommendation that I made that we go out and visit other parts of Western Carolina. We did a little quick overnight trip to a resort area this past week, and it was just very nice. And again, I want to encourage people, if you get a chance, just go visit some of our neighbors and friends in Western Carolina.
I'm going to try to get out to Chimney Rock and Lake Lure. So just like getting out there and just spending some money and helping out. Page 19 of the Highlands newspaper. Ta-ta-da-ta-ta-da-ta. This is, you're proud of it, and we should be. And our app is ready.
App is there. There's an advertisement in the lower right-hand corner. You can simply do a QR code scan from that ad, and you'll get the app. I am very excited about the app because I think it's a new level of community communication that we've been able to put into place.
Connecting with outages, that helps me in the morning. And I can go right there, and you can augment that anytime. And the weather icon?
That icon is in the top left-hand corner. It'll have the temperature. Just click on that, and you get a weather update. Also, there's some really beneficial things, like if you need to pay a utility bill, click on the bill pay. Visitor information, if you click on that, it goes right to the visitor center and the chamber. The town website, you can access that from the app. We're still constructing and rebuilding the website, but it'll put you right in with the current website we have.
This will also satisfy those who thought we didn't have enough coverage constantly about Hurricane Helene.
Our police, our fire department, our emergency folks, everybody will be able to be sending out messages, like we've just sent out a message this week about the motoring festival in Pine Street Park being closed. And also the fire chief sent out a message that they will be having their open house in August. And then we have an event calendar there where you can click on that and find out when the next meeting is going to be. I'm just really excited that we've been able to create this app, and I hope everybody will use it. And getting back to what you were saying, you know, during the hurricane, and then when we had the one-day power outage, I got a few calls of people saying, well, you haven't communicated anything about this. I kind of lose my patience. Where have you been? We have been sending out information over and over. And even in the hurricane, I had one person after a week saying, well, y'all haven't really been sending any information out. And I said, well, haven't you been listening to WHLC? It's been constant. He said, oh, no, I just listen to Sirius. You need to make these local connections. And this app is your portal into a lot of community information.
That says it. I have nothing to add. All right, we got to go back to, well, this is not your first budget meeting, and we meet our requirements. We have to have a budget done in a certain way and have a public meeting, a public hearing, June 19th.
That's going to be our town board meeting, and we will be having a public hearing on the proposed budget, which is over $40 million. We've been talking about what's in the budget. A lot of that money is reflective of the grants that we have in place. We invite people to come and make a comment about the budget. We will need to approve a budget, a balanced budget, and have it in place by July the 1st.
You'll also have a hearing on that B1 zoning.
The B1 zoning would be increasing the floor area for B1 commercial buildings. I don't want to get into the technical dimensions of that change, but again, we'll have a public hearing at this meeting concerning that ordinance change concerning B1.
Boys and Girls Club, there's going to be a facility here in Highlands. When you came in, you mentioned that, and this is exciting news for us because great job out in Cashers.
The folks at the Boys and Girls Club will be making a presentation about the possibility of a partnership where we could have a big facility or a major facility at the recreation department, where kids after school could come, and the Boys and Girls Club programming is wonderful. They would be operating that after school program. They've done a great job in Cashers, and I'm very excited about the possibility of their having a similar program here in the town of Highlands.
I say, yeah, let's do it if we can. Oak Street parking for employees, obviously that is moving forward, or?
We're going to continue that review. We brought the subject up at the last meeting. I believe the planning board is looking at it, and we'll continue to have a review of that. And then, of course, we have the end of the year budget amendments. Before we close out this budget on July 1st, our financial director will bring to us at this meeting some loose ends, some amendments where we balance everything out. A lot of times we have surplus money in one account, but we have overspent in another due to something, and we just need to move money around. And that's what a budget amendment will be about at this meeting.
I love the fact that amendments can be brought up and things can change.
Yeah.
Now, I was every day, and I'll go up 4th Street, things moving forward to move that yellow line so it's equidistant on each side.
We have put in a request to DOT about making that change. They've agreed that it can be done. They will be doing the actual moving of the line. That special equipment has to be brought in to remove the existing yellow line, which is a plastic paint material. And then they have to come back and put a new line down. They've agreed to do it, but here's always the caveat. And I understand. They say we're snowed under with a lot of projects. They will get to it. Just like the warning lights on Little Bear Pen, they finally got to it. They told us it would be late spring. Then some prodding that occurred with the residents there, it's finally being installed. So that will be kind of the situation probably with that restriping, and we'll wait for them to come in and do that. You might say, well, why can't the town road crews do that? We don't have that special equipment. For example, the crosswalks with the big white striping, that's done by the state. They either have a unit that does it or they have contractors, because you have to have special application equipment to put those lines down to where they will stay there and last.
If you've been living in a cave, obviously then you have been not watching Los Angeles and protests and things that are going on. And this past weekend, of course, the military parade and downtown D.C. But how's the town going to handle protests if people want to do that, express their views?
Thank you for bringing that up, Steve. I got a call from a group of visitors that were coming to Highlands this weekend, and they saw that there would be a protest on Saturday, and they were worrying, will police have it under control, and will there be, I don't know, I guess they thought that there might be rioting in the streets. And I assured them that our police would be monitoring all situations, and that the town would, of course, be perfectly safe and open for business. And that's the policy we have. People have the right to protest. That means if they want to walk down a street with a sign saying whatever, they can do that as long as they do not block other people's right to move freely and block businesses or traffic or anything like that, then it's no problem. And we've had a group that has been protesting periodically on the grounds of the post office. As long as that group doesn't interfere with the people getting to the post office and getting their mail or any other disturbances, they have the right to express their concerns and they can protest. And I anticipate more protests possibly from many different groups, and our police will work with the protesters to make sure they understand that that is their right as long as they don't impinge on other people's freedom of movement and access.
Yeah, I don't anticipate the National Guard being called in to protect our police or the military being brought in to protect them. Now, with you in the Army, obviously, and you understand the idea of the military and just staying off of our lands. And so I don't think there's any worry about that if anybody's coming into Highlands.
No, I think that we're going to have a wonderful, peaceful, and productive summer season and a wonderful fall season, too.
Thanks for listening to our Ask the Mayor Public Affairs program, and that, of course, our podcast everywhere at WHLC.com with our Honorable Mayor Patrick Taylor, and I'm Steve Day.